to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Some years ago, before I'd done any historical study, I watched an SBS documentary on the life of Christ. One of the people interviewed on the program was a very learned university professor with a slight accent, and for some reason the accent made him sound all the more authoritative. "Jesus probably never existed," he said in his doctoral tone. "His story was a myth invented by the early church." At the time, I remember being a little shaken by the show. Perhaps it was all a myth. Maybe Jesus didn't exist after all. Where would my Christian faith be then? It was much, much later that I discovered that the skeptical professor in this documentary was a George A. Wells, one of the only scholars in the world ever to try and argue that Jesus never existed. He is, however, a professor of German language and literature. He's not a historian at all. He's neither an ancient historian nor a modern historian. It turns out the producers of this particular documentary had searched for a historian who would deny Jesus' existence on camera. And when they couldn't find one, they settled for an expert from another field without letting the audience in on the secret. Since then, I've learnt that finding a professional historian who denies Jesus walked the roads of Palestine is about as difficult as finding a space scientist who denies the 1969 landing on the moon. They exist, but they're not exactly part of the mainstream conversation, you could say. Over the last few nights, I've been trying to show that, unlike other religions, Christianity can be tested. Because its claims are tangible, they can be probed and prodded in a way that is impossible for other faiths. Christianity is not just about timeless truths concerning the spiritual world. It's about real events in recorded history, the life, teaching, miracles, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Last night I talked about the age and reliability of the Gospels themselves, the main records of Jesus' life. Tonight I want to turn to the non-Christian writings about Jesus from the ancient world. You may have never known that there were such things, and one of the best kept secrets, I think, in the popular level discussion about Jesus is that no fewer than 11 ancient texts make reference to Jesus. These don't tell us nearly as much as the Gospels do, but they do tell us a fair bit. And it's one of the reasons professional historians have no problem admitting that Jesus really did walk the roads of first century Palestine. Let me take you through just a few of these ancient non-Christian texts that refer to Jesus. Firstly, the pagan writer Mara bar Serapion, writing home to his son shortly after AD 70, refers to Jesus as a king and teacher and compares him to the Greek martyrs Pythagoras and Socrates. Then there's the great Roman historian Tacitus. He refers to Jesus' execution under Pontius Pilate, and interestingly, he's scathing about the Christian movement Jesus inspired. I can't resist quoting this text from Tacitus. Here we go. "Christians derived their name from a man called Christ, who, during the reign of Emperor Tiberius, had been executed by sentence of the procurator Pontius Pilate. The deadly superstition, thus checked for the moment, broke out afresh, not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but also in the city of Rome, where all things hideous and shameful from every part of the world meet and become popular." Several other Greek and Roman writers from the ancient world refer to Jesus in passing. Pliny the Younger, Suetonius, Lucian, and so on. But I want to quote from a couple of Jewish texts. Josephus was a Jewish general and aristocrat who lived and worked in the first century, shortly after Jesus. He refers to Jesus twice in his writings, but in one of them he gives us a great idea of Jesus' fame as a teacher, healer, and martyr. Now remember, Josephus is a non-Christian Jew. Let me read you his passage from Jewish Antiquities, Book 18. "At this time there appeared Jesus, a wise man. He was a doer of startling deeds, a teacher of people who received the truth with pleasure. And he gained a following both among many Jews and among many of Greek origin. He was perhaps the Messiah. And when Pilate, because of an accusation made by the leading men among us, condemned him to a cross, those who had loved him previously did not cease to do so, for they reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive. And up until this very day, the tribe of Christians named after him has not died out. Josephus, as you can tell, didn't really know what to make of Jesus. His description of the Lord is fairly neutral. He wasn't a believer, but nor was he a real antagonistic sort of person. Another Jewish text from the ancient world is antagonistic. It comes from the Talmud, an ancient Jewish law book, and it accuses Jesus of sorcery and of leading people up the garden path. Here I'm going to quote. On the eve of the Passover, Jesus was hanged on a cross because he practiced sorcery and enticed and led Israel astray. Well, there's plenty more we could say about all this stuff, but I don't want to turn this into a history lesson. Let me just say that if anyone ever doubts that Jesus walked the roads of Palestine, just remind them that professional historians don't doubt it. And one of the reasons they don't doubt it is that there are just too many references to Jesus in the ancient world, Christian and non-Christian. The most important of these writings are the four Gospels in the New Testament, but these non-Christian texts I've quoted from do provide valuable glimpses into how pagans and Jews viewed the man from Nazareth. In fact, if we were to list all of the things we can glean from the ancient non-Christian references to Jesus, we'd have quite a handful. Here's what we'd know about the character of Jesus without even opening the Bible, just by relying on non-Christian references to him in the ancient world. Here's the list. We'd know the name of Jesus. We'd know the place and time frame of his public ministry. We'd know the name of his mum, Mary. We'd know the ambiguous nature of his birth. We'd know the name of one of his brothers, James. We'd know his fame as a teacher, his fame as a miracle worker. We'd know the attribution to him of the title Messiah. We'd know the time and manner of his execution. We'd know about the involvement of both Roman and Jewish leaders in his death. We'd know of the report about his resurrection to followers after death. And we'd know about the flourishing of a movement which worshipped Jesus as divine. All of this without opening a Bible. Now, obviously, nothing can be gained from these non-Christian texts about, say, what Jesus stood for, or what he expected of his followers, or what drove him to the cross. For these details, we have to turn to the most important source of information about Jesus, the New Testament Gospels. But my point for now is very, very simple. Jesus was a real figure of history. Therefore, the central claims of Christianity are tangible. They can be explored by believers and skeptics alike. So, wherever you are on the spectrum of faith, please take the time to keep exploring the wonderful news about Jesus Christ. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.